X, Jason Dethy, Morning X. Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines. It's gonna happen, but I'm gonna turn and look anyway. No, just go. The Essential Q tweets at Jason and Deb says, missed opportunity, Jason. The royal summertime penis is clean, Your Highness. Yeah, my bad. Huh? Penis. Welcome to the people who just tuned in and don't know what that is. I am with you because I don't get it either. Romero and ATX says, damn, Nick and Katie bringing the fire comedy takes. Jason, what the hell is wrong with you this morning? You see what the lack of alcohol has done to you? Hashtag RIP Dickman. Romero got to witness my lack of fun alcohol, Jason. As one of my friends is moving to Canada to be some sort of grown-up grad student or something like that. And we were both at her going away thing on Saturday. And they were all drinking and I was having a water. You know what? Speaking of pickle things, if I told you there is a pickle-flavored sparkling water out there.
Party pickle.
Is that something you'd be interested in? Are you aware of this?
Oh, yeah. Big Swig.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure which brand it is, but I opted for that one because it's the only one they had in the tall boy, the 16-ounce. I am myself a tall boy, so I think I need more rations. And I was like, sure, give me the pickle thing.
How was it?
It tastes like water with pickle in it, which I don't care for, but it's bubbly and
pickle juice. Like, give me the real stuff.
Well, that's probably pickle juice, probably not on my... It's not soda approved. It's going to have calorie type things in it.
I don't care about your soda thing. I care about pickle water.
Sorry, my man. Yeah. And where was it? Serena G says, Nick, I'm dying. You picking on the random guy in the Weezer song. He's just living his best life, making sure everyone's having a good time. What's your problem with him? Not cool, dude. Not cool. All right. That guy just likes to spread joy. You want to crap on him.
Look, I apologize to that guy.
You know who?
In the Weezer song. You know what? Tell me who that is. I will personally apologize to whoever did that.
I wonder if you... I'm sure you can figure out who that guy is, who the real person is.
Just some hang around with the band. I was like, hey, do you want to be in this song? He's like, okay.
You know who else like to crap on people all the time? Simon Cowell. Well, what goes around comes around, doesn't it, my friend? That was simply awful.
Ooh. Go on, then.
I was looking to see if I had any Simon Cowell in the system here, and in fact, I got nothing. There's an American Idol clip with Katy Perry on it. I've since deleted it. But YouTube, I figured you would come to the rescue. There are multiple different Simon Cowell best insults compilations, so here you go.
Says here you work as a wedding singer.
I was.
How many ended in divorce? If I were you, I'd phone up the War Department, volunteer your services, because you've just invented a new form of torture. I'll give you a tip for future auditions. Don't. I don't mean to be unkind, but you have one of the worst singing voices possibly in Miami. I don't want to be rude, but you could be the worst singer in New York.
You know what? I don't believe you, Simon Cowell. I think you were purposefully being rude. When you say, I don't want to be rude, that was not genuine at all.
Well, the follow-up is that I don't want to be rude, but they pay me millions of dollars to do so you suck.
It never occurred to me until just now with his how many ended in divorce. He has writers. Like, there are people who are There's a whole room full of people coming up with Cowellisms.
Hang on. Are you saying this from a place of facts, or is this an unsolicited accusation?
No, I just, I can read the situation, all right? As a comedy writer myself, uh-huh. I can tell the difference between somebody who's just good at riffing and being, you know what, I should set it up a different way. As somebody who is just naturally mean to people, I can tell when somebody has had somebody prepare this for him. But I've got to be right, right? Don't you think that there's a team of people who are coming up with sweet digs for Simon Cowell to deliver?
Was there also somebody who was coming up with slurred things for Paula to say?
No, that's all natural.
That was natural?
Yeah. Okay. That's just falling her hard on that one.
Yeah.
Something about that being a little pitchy for me, dog. Randy Jackson.
Was there a dog advice? Like, here's where you should drop the dog.
Mm. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that there was
it wouldn't surprise me, situation. But just, you know, just the idea of I would like to think that he's just naturally good at that, and why would they devote that level of production to this, obviously thrown to the, by the seat of their pants?
Because that was like the most iconic part of the show, is that he was going to be mean to everybody, right? That was the thing.
Do you think that Simon Cowell, like, was that part of the show that they hired a writer, or does he just have his own, like, punch-up guy? Like some of the Hollywood action stars, they have a specific screenwriter guy?
I'd say maybe, like, season one was all him, but going forward, they had to have surely, just to make sure that the formula stayed in place, they're like, we're going to bring somebody in who's going to write these things.
Well, but, like, when Arnold Schwarzenegger, that's not a good example, but, like, when he takes a movie, he has a guy that comes in and makes it sound like a Schwarzenegger movie, make sure that his dialogue, his quips are all on brand for him. Like, is this guy who's doing these insults, does he work for American Idol, or is he just going to wherever Simon Cowell is? When he's on X Factor, right. He takes that
Simon
guy with
Cowell
him.
Simon Cowell is freelance, his buying, personal, it's like a guy who buys jokes
Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't know. All right. We should get to the bottom of this. How about this pre-written dig, Simon Cowell? Bet you wish you could take that one back.
Ouch.
Simon Cowell broke his back. My man got a new electric bike. An electric bike? What is that? How does that work? You guys are riding a bike and you don't have to pedal it anymore?
Yeah.
Okay. He was testing it in the courtyard of his house in Malibu when he fell down and had a boo-boo. Required over 5 hours of surgery to repair. He had a number of breaks and a metal rod put into his back. Ow! He will not be on tomorrow's live telecast of America's Got Talent Wednesday, to be determined. Maybe he's recovered by Wednesday. Yeah.
I bet he doesn't mind that rod. It complements the stick up his ass.
Just makes it extra long.
Encouragement whatsoever. It's about as bad as it can possibly get.
No, I have no professional training.
Look at this, William Hung.
No. Well, there's the surprise of the century. That was terrible.
Really?
Oh, dreadful.
A moment like this.
Oh. What happened?
Hey,
compilation.
Let me go full Debo O'Keefe here. Katie, you know about American Idol?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because when it started, you were just a baby, right?
2002. We've talked about this.
No, okay.
Remember?
No, I don't.
She had a birthday party that was American.
No.
Damn it.
In elementary school, when we would make those Valentine's Day boxes for you to... This is so random and just shows how much of a weirdo kid I was. The Valentine's boxes where you put in the Valentine's to your peers. I made an American Idol-themed Valentine's Day box once.
That's what it was.
Why?
There was something.
Who does that? Yeah.
Did you have American Idol Valentine's Day, like, cards?
No.
I'm William Hung on you?
That would have been good. I did. Like, I put pictures of, like, Ryan Seacrest and Carrie Underwood on it, and, like, the blue logo.
I want
and
to
microphone.
Hang on. Sanjaya Malakar rest
your
you
heart.
All night.
Hang on. And now I'm going to do a joke, too. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I choose you? Find out after the break. Because that's what Ryan Seacrest would say on all of his...
You're also ripping off The Simpsons, so I don't like that. Yeah.
You've got the
That mashup was a real backbreaker.
It was Bo Bice to meet you.
No good.
You've got the golden ticket to my heart.
Did they have golden tickets?
Yes!
To Hollywood?
To Hollywood.
You're going to Hollywood. You got a golden ticket.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, good. Simon tweeted last night, if you buy an electric bike...
Something Hollywood in my pants.
Read the manual before you ride it for the first time. I have broken part of my back. End quote. So, seems like he's in good spirit. I don't know.
Would you want to see his review, recover. Like his review of this on Amazon Prime for this electric bike?
Yeah.
I would like to.
All right, hey, we're going to do the thing that I said we were going to do at the time close to this one. If you have photos of yourself in middle school and or high school, tweet them at us at Jason and Deb, and we will decide what percentage hot and what percentage awkward you are. Because I think on the fly, I decided everybody was some percentage of hot and some percentage of awkward that added up to 100. Does that hold water? Does that make sense?
Sure.
Well, we're doing a whole segment on it on the other side of this break.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Another Jason and Deb t-shirt prize pack could be yours 9:30-ish today. Hold on for your chance to win that. Julio from SA tweets at Jason and Deb, says, I didn't just pity LOL at Jason's joke attempt. It was a legit LOL, I swear. I don't need your validation, sir. All right? I do it all for all of you guys. Okay? All right. How did this idea come about? Because it seemed like on Thursday a really good idea. Then on Friday it was like good enough and I forgot. And I was like, let's do it over the weekend. Well, and now I'm like, this is a stupid idea. Why are we going to do this? Mm-hmm. And now another segment where we look at pictures and commentate on them on the radio. But even worse than TBT, WJND, because I don't even know where to look for the pictures.
Well, 101x.com would probably be a good start.
Oh, really?
Is it not up?
I don't know. That seems like something that a producer should have informed me about.
Oh, maybe a host should have told me we're doing this bit.
It's been in the promo all weekend long. Why is there... Katie, did I walk into Nick's office on Friday and say, hey, I put this in the promo, we're going to do a thing, make a post about it?
And that's probably when I told you, okay, make a post about it. So where would that post be at?
Wow.
Go to 101x.com.
This is not good radio.
I don't know why you brought it up. That's a bad choice on your part.
Okay, when did it land at 101x.com?
Friday. Look at the date. Don't make me swear on the radio.
Yeah, August 7th, 10:24 a.m.
But we didn't have the pictures yet. How did we have the pictures?
Because I put pictures of us up there to start things off.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
Another Jason and Deb t-shirt prize pack could be yours at 9:30 today.
You're doing so good.
I was doing good.
I had four good weeks of not being Jason Dick, and you just Jason Dicked it all up right down the drain.
I'm sorry, we restarted it. Yeah, and then
I would appreciate more from you as well.
What?
We're not talking about this.
What more did you want?
We're not talking about this. 101X.com. There's pictures, and this started because of the TBT on Thursday, because we had pictures of producer Katie.
Yeah,
you were inspired by just how not awkward she was in her high school pictures, that you wanted to, like, that sparked your theory of you're a certain percentage awkward and hot.
Right.
Oh, let's try to test this theory. Let's post a bunch of our pictures.
Okay.
We'll get some.
Okay. Good thinking. So, yeah, tweet at us. I'm going to do it my way. No, there's nothing to see at 101x.com. Tweet at us your photos of you in middle or high school and try to estimate what percentage of awkward and or hot you are. I'm going to do mine first so everybody can see what's going on. I presume that Nick has posted these on social media as I sent them to him. Katie, check out this picture of ninth grade Jason Dick, baseball player.
Wow.
Smoldering. Nick, look at this. You see the on my neck? Mm-hmm. I got an Adam's apple, bro. I got an Adam's apple.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Let me see.
What's that?
I probably would have thought you were hot.
Probably would have thought. Think it right now, man. Okay.
But that's like from, what, 30 years ago?
That is from 1997 1997-ish.
I was one.
Okay.
Not even.
Well, now you're a grown woman, okay? And you're allowed to admit that this stokes your loins, okay? I'm going to say this version, which you could say this is at my athletic peak in ninth grade. This version of me is 87% hot, 13% awkward, okay? Let me go a couple other over here. This is several years later from my senior year of high school. This is me on stage at a Vanilla Ice show, accompanying my man.
Much less hot.
You'll notice.
Hot.
You'll know. Thanks. You'll notice.
Honest the what?
No Adam's apple in this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you do have a cool chin beard.
I have masked it with a layer of fat, I've maintained that layer. Am I Adam's appling right now? I don't think you can get it back. Once you lose it, it's gone forever, guys.
The neck does seem like the place that retains the most fat.
Yeah. Anything? Yeah. I got any Adam's apple?
There's a microphone in my way, so I can't tell. Mm. You're also stretching it out. Look normal.
I'm trying to poke
look
it out.
Look normal.
I'm trying to flex my Adam's apple.
Do that.
It's like peeking out a little bit. It's trying.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Because this version, fatter with weird sideburns, Jason, I'm going to say is only like 64% hot. But this is why this proves my theory, because I said everybody was either, some percentage hot and some percentage awkward, and they should add up to 100. This one is way less awkward than ninth grade Jason, okay? This one's grown into his skin. He understands what kind of a jackass he is. Ninth grade Jason, I was just floating, and I was a more awkward version of me.
Hang on. That one of you on stage is from high school?
Yeah. That was 1999.
I would have sworn that was like mid-20s Jason or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was an adult at that point, all right?
This is me at my senior prom. What do you think? I'm the one in the middle.
I know which one you are, Katie. Somehow you look older here than you do now. Because, cool, yes, cool. You're also a mature woman. I don't know. Yeah. What percentage awkward did you think you were?
I think, that, like, at least at prom, I think I was probably, like, 80% hot, 20% mm-hmm. awkward. Because I did, my mom was like, don't wear your glasses to prom. And I was like, but they make me look quirky and cool. They still do. So I wore them for most of the time, even though she didn't want me to.
All right, if you want to see some of these pictures, if you guys are not hip to this, search at Jason and Deb on Twitter, because some of these are unbelievable. Davis the door guy.
Yeah, that's...
Are you on the drum
marching
line?
Band.
Are you in marching band?
He's in the pit.
Yeah, he's wearing a sweet-ass band outfit that looks like he could also be like a Star Trek Next Generation person for Halloween.
Yes.
Davis, that is tremendous. If I'm I'll stick with the theory, at least for this segment. I'm going to go 74% awkward, 26% hot. What do you think, Katie?
Yeah. That's,
does that seem about right?
I have some band picks, too. Davis, door guy.
Because he's doing some sort of percussion, right? Like, are percussion guys in the band, are they cooler than other band people?
Well, he's in the pit, and then there's the battery, which is like the ones that are actually marching. The mm-hmm. ones in the battery, much more hot than the ones in the pit. The pit's kind of the nerd.
But is a pit drummer better than like a flautist? Like, it's got to be cooler than one of the flute players,
no.
Or clarinet? You can't bring an oboe. If you have to pick between an oboe and the guy with some big old steel drums, you're going steel drum guy, right?
Yeah, but most of them would play like marimba or xylophone, and it was like
xylophone.
Nerdy.
That's kind of hard to pull off.
I'm looking at the photo of punk rock physicist who's wearing a tuxedo. Is this a prom picture? Do you wear tuxedos for your school picture
that
day?
Looks like
where
a
you're
senior,
from?
Senior photo.
Oh, you know what? I think I skipped senior photo day because at that point. Again, I was grown up, and I was like, this is stupid. Why do I need to? I don't need to be in a... But yeah, people dress up for senior photo day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Or they give you... It's like, now they just have it like a tearaway suit thing, and they just like drape it over you.
I'm sure you're going to accuse me of this somehow being some sort of toxic, insensitive comment, but this is what I'm going to say, dude, is that this is one, like, if you look at it quickly, like, give it one of these. Like, that guy's 88% hot, all right? 12% awkward. But if you stop and, like, look into it and look into the eyes and this sort of forced smile, your hotness is plummeting as your awkwardness is skyrocketing. This is, like, definitely somebody who's killed 3 or 4 people by the time they took this picture.
Yeah, I can see it.
Is this just that you can go back and say, like, oh, I'm hotter than that person. I'm hotter than that
person. Not at all.
I'm hotter than that person.
No. Look, I just gave him a higher hot percentage of me. Oh, I just saw Dave Bees.
Also, it's
oh, my
crazy
God.
Because I've never seen a picture of punk rock physicists. So that's the first time I've ever
know.
Seen your
that's,
face.
That's him. All right. Dave B, 8th grade. Fine-ish. 9th grade. I think you even credit yourself with, I bet you'd never guess I had a kid in play phase. What do you think of this here, Katie?
He looks like The Rock.
You know what?
Yes,
you do have some young Rock.
No, he with the turtleneck sweater, you just need a gold chain,
that's
man.
That's a classic Rock picture, yeah.
That's
do you
pretty
know
good,
what I'm
Dave
talking
B.
about?
Yeah.
He doesn't.
No. I mean, I know what The Rock looks like. When
there's just a famous picture of him back in the day where he's wearing a black turtleneck, has a gold chain.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I know
here
what it is.
Go.
I do know it, Nick.
Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, I do.
This
I told
one.
You.
Does
seen,
he not?
I've seen it before.
That's pretty damn good.
This is good, Dave. I'm going to give you a 90% hot. 90% hot, 10% awkward. Like, this guy, not only hot. Man, am I really judging the photos of ninth grade boys? Yeah. Not only hot, but, like, confident, feeling it. Not, like, forced. I would say very little awkwardness at all. I might have to work my way up from 90%. You know what I'm saying? Let's see here. What else we got here? Daniel says 300% hot. I'm not sure which one you are, Daniel. But there's multiple people in the photo there. Ruby sent in a photo from 2003 and 2020 side by side. I think it's the same person. I think you look exactly the same, Ruby.
I do like the side by side ones. Those are good because it's like the glow up.
Ruby looks like she also has some like really good Katie hair.
Oh, like thick hair?
Yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, Katie hair.
When it's really thick.
Nirvanas. Tweets a picture of himself. Senior prom 2007, Lampasas, Texas. I was the only emo kid in a country town of 6,000 people. And he's wearing a white suit at prom with a white bandana over his sweet-ass emo hair. Nirvanas, you look like a character on the OC. Oh, is it time for an impromptu OC review? Last night, I had a long day yesterday, but it was like 10:15. I was like, I can't go to work having watched zero OCs. I'm expected a daily OC recap. So, episode 4, The Cotillion. Apparently a big important thing for the, a young woman's entering into social life in rich person California life. It's a big deal. You gotta have a date. But it turns out it's a not big deal because like everybody cancels. And we're 4 for 4 on Ryan getting his ass kicked. Every episode, Ryan, tough guy from the wrong side of the tracks, gets beat up. This time, he doesn't fight back because the Coens just told him that he's got to mind his P's and Q's. He's got to behave if he's going to be part of the family. So when people punch him, he just takes it. But in all the other episodes, they punch him. He would punch back and just he's 0 for 4 in fights is what I'm saying. So... The end of your daily OC recap. Cotillion.
Man, somebody asked me...
I never had a cotillion. Should I try and get a cotillion for myself now?
Do guys have cotillions?
I don't know. If I had a cotillion, would you guys come?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Can I wear a white tux?
Yeah.
I feel bad because somebody was asking me if we did the OC recap on Friday, and I was like, no, you're safe because I wanted to keep your surprise alive.
Right.
Haven't heard back from them.
We
may be in a fight now.
Like that they wouldn't, okay, I see what you did.
Yeah, I wanted to surprise them.
Cat in the House tweets to Jason and Deb a picture, says, this is after I lost the braces and the baby fat. 95% hot, 5% awkward due to the marching band uniform.
Yeah, girl, that's like a...
That's a quality photo?
Yeah, a suspiciously good band
Above
photo.
Above average?
Yeah, your hair,
hey,
so good.
Cat Lady Regina, I don't want to rain on your parade, all right? When you're holding a clarinet, you can't get over 80%, okay? There's no, in the history of hotness, no one has been over 80% hot holding a clarinet, okay? Maybe a saxophone, but a clarinet? I'm sorry.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.